let me explain why I want to be down here rather than up there.
然后解释一下为什么我应该想在这里，不想在那里。
My mother was English.
我妈妈是英国人。
She grew up in an Episcopal church.
她是在圣公会教会长大。
And I always thought the preacher was far, far away from everyone else.
我老是想那个讲道的人呢，和人之间的距离太远了。
And we just had communion, so we're brothers and sisters.
我们刚一起领受了主的圣餐，我们应该是弟兄姐妹。
It makes more sense that we should be together.
那么我们在一起是应当的。
So thank you.
所以谢谢。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章。
We'll read verses 31 through 34.
31节到34节。
This was just after the disciples had had communion, the Lord's Supper, that special first night.
那一天，第一夜，这些主的使徒、主的门徒在一起领受了圣餐。这是刚领受圣餐后面的话。Simon,
Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat.
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。”
But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
但是我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go both with you, both to prison and to death.
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死。”
And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me.
也是甘心。耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。
There have been times in my life where I found some small truth in Scripture which has become a joy for me.
在我的生命中呢，有时候我会看见圣经的某一小段，对我特别有意义。
I refer to them as my anchors of joy.
这我就是把它称为我喜乐的根基。And
here is one of the anchors I learned from the life of Peter.
那么这也就是我领受的，在。 从彼得的生命中，我所领受的一个根基，喜乐的根基。Peter
was an interesting person who had his hometown in Capernaum.
彼得是个很有意思的人，他老家呢是在加百农。I
had the privilege of being in Capernaum a number of years ago, and he chose well.
几年前呢，我有机会到了加百农，觉得呢彼得选的挺好。
It's right on the Sea of Galilee, or the Sea of Tiberias, and it's a beautiful town.
就在那个加利利海边上，一个很漂亮的一个小镇。There
are trees that go all the way down to the waterside.
那有些树呢，在就在这边上。And
during a pretty day, such as when I was there,
那我在那天呢，那天气特别好。
The sun was shining, there was a light breeze, and it was gorgeous.
太阳照在湖面上，微风吹来，特别美。And
I thought Peter was a smart man to decide to live there.
我想呢，彼得很聪明，他选择在那儿住。So
is Jesus.
耶稣也是很聪明。Because
that was his hometown as well.
那也是耶稣的老家。
Now, what we do know about Peter, we can put together from various parts of Scripture.
那么我们对彼得的认识呢，可以从圣经的几段经文来看出来。He
was a commercial fisherman.
他是个打鱼的，也是商业打鱼的。He
owned at least two boats.
他估计至少拥有两条船。He
had at least three employees.
他至少呢有三个帮子雇工。
And he must have been doing okay.
他在那个生意上做的肯定还不错。
We hear that he has a mother-in-law, but we don't hear about his wife.
我们知道他有一个岳母，但是呢，圣经中没有讲的太多。
Which was somewhat unusual in the culture, but just demonstrated that he was a very generous man.
那在那个时代也许有点奇怪，但是呢，我们也知道他确实是一个很豪爽啊，很落实落善落实，好善落实的人。
As I was with my brother and sister in Capernaum, we talked about this.
那我和一群弟兄姐妹一起在加百农，我们也一起在讨论这个。
Because so often when Jesus talks to the disciples, Peter is the first one to speak up.
经常呢是耶稣和他门徒在谈话的时候呢，彼得是第一个讲话的人。
So we wondered if Peter was older than the other disciples, and therefore a natural leader.
我们在想，是不是呢？彼得呢比其他的人呢年纪比较大一点，所以自然呢就是一个领袖。
Or at least culturally, he was considered the first among equals.
或者在那时候的文化呢，虽说大家都是平等的，但他算是第一位吧。
But even more interesting is the way that Peter responds to Jesus.
那我们更重要的是看彼得是怎么回应耶稣的。
Since they were in the same town, perhaps Peter had heard Jesus preach in the synagogue.
因为他们在一个镇里，在一个地方，也许彼得听过耶稣在他们那个。犹太人的会堂里讲过道
But we don't know that for sure.
但是我们不确证。
However, if we go to Luke chapter 5,
如果你到路加福音的五章
we see that in the verses at the end of chapter 4, it says Jesus taught in the synagogue.
在第四章的最后一节，我们看见耶稣在会堂里讲道。
And then at the beginning of chapter 5, we see that Jesus is teaching on the shore.
在第五章的一开始，我们看见耶稣呢就在那个岸边讲道。
But the crowd gets large enough that Jesus turns and asks if they could use the boat that Peter has tied up there.
那人太多了，太拥挤，耶稣呢就转过来问彼得，他有一条船，能不能借用他的船？
Now we don't know that it's Peter, or we're not told it's Peter, but he was there mending his nets.
我们不知道是不是就是那个，但是我们知道他在那边捕他的。
And listening to Jesus' podcast.
然后在那边在听耶稣讲道是。
However, Peter is very kind and very willing to accommodate and push the boat out so that Jesus can speak.
但是我们知道彼得是一个好人呢，他愿意帮耶稣，他又把那个船推到水中间去。
And then after he finishes, Jesus says, "Why don't we push out and you can go fishing?"
那耶稣讲道讲完了，就跟彼得说：“哎，那我们到水深之处去吧，再去打鱼去。
”And the professional fisherman tells this preacher, "We've been out all night and nothing's happened. You don't understand fishing."
这些专业打鱼的人对耶稣说：“我们是专业人士，我们打了一夜了也没打到什么，你不懂打鱼啊。
”And yet he's quick to then say, "But because you said so, we'll do."
但是呢，他很快就转口气，就说：“因为你说了，那我们就去打，去看。”
So to a certain extent, we can see that Peter's kindness.Was shown towards his mother-in-law and towards Jesus.
这个彼得那个善良呢，对他的岳母是这样的，对耶稣也是这样。
And we could just kind of conclude that he's a nice guy.
他是个好人。
Except for his next response.
他下面讲的什么话
？They let down the net and they get a huge number of fish back.
那他们到水深之处就撒网，结果打到很多很多的鱼。
And Peter is thrilled, and he turns to Jesus and says,
彼得很开心，也很激动，他就转向耶稣说
Thanks so much for the large catch of fish. This is going to help my bottom line.
主啊，谢谢你，我打了这么多鱼了，我可以赚好多钱。
No, he didn't.
他不是这么说。
What he did say was he turned around and fell on his knees and said, "Depart from me, because I'm sinful, and you obviously are righteous."
他转过来向耶稣跪下来，向耶稣说。离开我吧，你是圣洁的，我是罪人。
So Jesus captured the attention of a fisherman with just a few fish.
主耶稣把一个专业打鱼的人的注意力马上就抓到了，因为帮他打到了很多。
That was a small price.
这个价格好像不很高。
As we go along, we see how Peter is listens even more to Jesus and responds more quickly.
那我们后面就看彼得呢很关注耶稣说什么，然后呢回答也回答得很快。
But we also see another side of Peter come out with his confession that Jesus is the Christ in Mark 8.
我们在马可福音的八章，我们也知道。彼得是第一个承认耶稣是主。
Peter makes this amazing declaration: "You are the Messiah. You are the Christ, the Son of God."
我们知道，彼得是第一个讲耶稣，你就是那弥赛亚，你就是那救世，你就是那全儿神的儿子。
And Jesus makes the amazing response: "You didn't get this from anyone except my Father in heaven."
但是耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣说的也很有力量，说。你不是自己得到的，你是从我父天上的父得到的。
What an amazing accolade, given.
这个是怎么称赞啊？彼得呢，称赞的很好。
And yet, the very next breath, Peter puts his foot in his mouth.
但是呢，马上下一段，彼得就又跌了。
That just translate?
I didn't translate well.
Okay. It, and Jesus has to rebuke it.
Yes, Lord, you are to know that.
So we see his great acceptance, we see his interaction with Jesus, and then we come up to the hardest part of his life, where Peter denies Jesus.
我们看到耶稣和彼得中间有很多的交通，他的生命也在成长，但是呢，我们下面就要看彼得三次不认主。
The passage that we read in Luke 22 and the last verses in particular came true.
我们刚才读的路加福音二十二章，特别是最后一节耶稣所讲的，变成事实。
And yet, at the end of John's Gospel, in John 21, we read of how Jesus kindly restores Peter.
然后在约翰福音，约翰福音的二十一章的十五节到十九节那一段，我们也看到耶稣怎么样使彼得复兴，恢复他原来的使徒的位置。
That confrontation must have been very, very difficult.
那一段回答对答对彼得来说肯定是很难很难。
In English, as well as in Mandarin, some of the meaning might not be seen.
在英文的翻译或者在中文翻译，有些意思可能翻译的不是很好。
Because in our text, we see Peter, do you love me?
在我们看见。这个经文就是说，你爱我吗，彼得？你爱我吗
？The Greek word that Jesus uses is agapeo, which means 100% love.
在希腊文这个词是 agape， 就是100%爱。
But Peter responds by saying, "Yes, Lord, I love you." To let us.
但是呢，彼得的回答呢是主，我爱你用的那个词呢是 philo， 就是60%的爱。
And the second time Jesus says, "You love me 100%."
第二次呢，耶稣又问他， 彼得，你爱我是不是百分之一吧？
And Peter said, you know I love you, yes, I love you 60%.
彼得又回答了，哎呀，主啊，你知道我爱你，这个菲勒又是60%。
Now the third time, the reason why Peter, we are told, was disappointed, is that Jesus asked, Peter, do you love me 60%?
第三次主耶稣问他，用的是那个菲勒60%，就是这个为什么彼得忧愁起来了。
And it's at that point that Peter is discouraged because now Jesus is backing down to his level.
那这时候呢，彼得忧愁了，因为呢，耶稣也降低他的标准了，降低到彼得的标准。
And Peter can only say, Lord, you know all things. You know I can only say that I love you 60%.
主啊，你知道，你知道所有的事情，你也知道我仅仅我只能爱你60%。
Jesus was willing to come to Peter's level so that he could restore him there and then reach him.
耶稣愿意降到彼得的那个水平，问他60%，这样才能够耶稣能够引导他。
He wanted to make sure the teacher was fully restored so that he could move forward.
他想确认、确定彼得呢是完完全全的恢复了，这样他才能够向前走。
Some people would consider that cruel.
有人会认为，这太残酷了，这个彼得。
But in actual fact, it was so that Peter might know his own forgiveness and restoration.
那么在事实上呢，彼得呢才能够知道他是得到了赦免，他在耶稣里得到了复兴。
But also, so the rest of the disciples would understand that there was forgiveness, there was restoration.And indeed, there was the opportunity now to continue in ministry, not shy away.
对，去给其他的使徒讲，这个复兴是真实的，这赦免是真实的。这样的话，他们前面服事的道路就可以走下去了。
Where's the joy?
那么喜乐在哪儿？
Well, let's go back to Luke 22.
那么我们再回到路加福音的22章
，because Peter's joy would have been so much greater if he had really understood what Jesus was saying to him then.
那如果彼得真的懂了，耶稣在22章怎么告诉我们，他的喜乐将会是很大的。
Jesus says, "You're going to have a rough time."
耶稣在说什么呢？你前面的道路会很苦，很苦。
He warns him that it's going to be rough by using his former name, Simon.
他警告他，而且呢，警告他，而且用他原来的名字叫西门。
He was telling him, in your former life, this would be very, very difficult, and you know what? It's going to be difficult for you again.
就说在你过去的生活中是很困苦的。但是呢，在未来呢，同样是很困苦。
Satan has demanded, not requested, demanded to be able to take your faith and crush it.
撒旦在强烈的要求，不是说想请求一下，就是强烈的要求，要把你们的信心拿来，把你们的信心给压碎了。
Because you can't have sifting without being crushed first.
那这个三万股就是一定要压碎以后才做。
The interesting part is Jesus does not start outlining a plan of how to escape.
一开始呢，耶稣并不说给他们一个计划，就是将来要怎么做。
He didn't give him a self-help idea of how to endure.
没给他说，哎呀，你可以自己帮助自己，然后呢，你可以忍受给你。
No, he said, this is a pathway that I've approved for your life.
耶稣这么说的，我知道你未来的生活是什么样子。
Oh, wait.
我也承认了，你应该这么说。
And it's not just for you. In the Greek, it's actually in the plural. What we would say in South Philadelphia is you guys.
不仅仅是你在这个希腊文里，或者用我们这个南非城的这个 you， 就是你们所有的人。
I was hoping you'd translate that. So it would actually read, Satan demanded to have you guys that he might sift you like wheat.
那这个翻译过来就是撒旦呢是要你们所有人。
And if you think about it, that's exactly what happened for the disciples when Christ was crucified.
你想想看，在耶稣钉十字架的时候，所有的门徒都跑。
Satan put fear in their hearts of arrest.
撒旦知道他们心里的恐惧。
Satan lured Judas away with the idea of money.
撒旦呢也把犹大呢给骗走了。因为犹大心里要想要钱。
And Satan ripped out Peter's heart with fear, and especially with crushing his idea of being the man Jesus could count on.
撒旦也把彼得的心给弄碎了，因为彼得总是觉得他很伟大，可以和耶稣一起抵挡所有的事，但是到最后他害怕的他逃跑。
Here's the point. Jesus gave permission for it.
这里一点就是说，耶稣是许可这些事发生的。
Jesus did not outline a way of escape.
耶稣并没有给他们一条逃跑的路，你可以不经过这个。
But Jesus says, I have prayed for you.
但是耶稣说呢，我为你们祷告。
Now, when someone says to us,I'm sorry you're going through such a hard time, but I'll pray for you.
但是在我们现实中，有人会说：“哎呀，很抱歉，你的生活很苦，但是我会为你祷告的。”
We say thank you very sarcastically.
我们就有时候可能就谢谢你了。
Because we don't think it's worth a whole lot.
我们觉得哎呀，不值得嘛。
And that would be somewhat correct.
在有些时候确实是真的。
But for Peter, the person standing in front of him was the second person of the Trinity.
但是对彼得来说，那个站在他面前的那个人实际上是三一真神的第二位格。
This was the person who was giving Satan permission.
这个人是许可撒旦做这事的。
This was the person who could stop nature.
这个人可以把自然的变化都改变。
This is the person who could heal physically.
这个人可以治病。
But more than that, here is the God who spiritually gives life.
更重要的就是这是为那位给你灵命的神。
So if Jesus is praying for you, it is a great thing.
如果耶稣为你祷告，那是很伟大的。
And then he makes the most remarkable statement.
然后又讲了一个很重要的话。
In verse 32, he says, "And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers."
在第三十二节的后半节这么说的，耶稣这么说的。
Not,
你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Not if, but when.
不是。如果你回头了，就是说你回头以后
，Then Peter, do what you do best, encourage the others.
这时候，彼得呀，你可以做你最长你的长最长的事情，最能做的事情，你去鼓励其他人。
This is amazing because of the top and bottom effect.
这个是很奇特的，就是上面和下面。
Jesus says, Simon, you're going to probably be crushed.
耶稣说，西门呐，你大概会被撒旦给压碎了。
But I've prayed for you.
但是我为你祷告。
And when you've got your head together again, help the others.
等你转头了，你就会帮助别人。
Simon, when you're weak, I love you and I'm with you.
们当你软弱的时候，我一样爱你，我一样和你在一起。
Peter, when you're strong and your eyes are on me, let's do ministry together.
彼得啊，当你强壮了，你的眼睛就要在定睛在我身上，我们一起啊做啊福音的事工。
I always want to think of the latter part, that Jesus can count on me.And we can work together in ministry.
我老是想着后半部分，耶稣呢也可以依赖我，我和耶稣一起做福音的事工。
I have the joy of knowing Christ and partnering with Him.
我知道耶稣，我愿意和耶稣在一起。
But what Peter learned was that in his weakness, Christ was with him.
彼得学到了什么呢？是在他软弱的时候，耶稣一样和他在一起。
It's the joy of being known.
也就是说，他知道耶稣认识他这个喜乐。
Think about that for a few minutes. It's the joy of being known by God.
那再想想看，这个喜乐是什么呢？这个喜乐就是主耶稣认识知道。
And this is true for us today.
那么对我们来说一样是真实。
Romans 8:34 says, Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
就像罗马书八章三十四节是这么说的。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈祷。
He knows us in our weakness as well as in our strength.
他知道我们软弱的时候，他也知道我们强壮。
This means there is no need you can possibly have to which the Lord Jesus is indifferent.
这就是说，在耶稣基督以外，我没有什么其他可需求。
It means that there is no problem to which he will turn a deaf ear.
你任何的问题，耶稣基督都会看到，都会帮忙。
It means there is no problem which he will refuse to entreat his Father on our behalf.
我们再大的问题，他也会把我们带到天父面前，求天父帮我们。
You do not have a problem too great for the power of Christ.
你的问题再难再大。难不过耶稣基督的力量。
You do not have a problem too complicated for the wisdom of Christ.
你的问题再麻烦、再复杂，也麻烦不过耶稣基督的力量。
You do not have a problem too small for the love of Christ.
你的问题再小，也小不过耶稣基督对你的爱。
You do not have a sin too deep for the atoning blood of Christ.
你的罪再大。耶稣基督的宝血的力量更大。
Though we sin, we have nevertheless not forfeited our chances for a full Christian life.
尽管我们都有罪，但是呢，我们从来没有被神放弃，我们都可以过一个成圣的基督徒生活。
You see, this is the joy of knowing and of being known.
这就是我们知道。主，我们认识主的喜乐，也是我们知道主耶稣认识我们的这个喜乐。
Our Christ only asks that we may come with our sin.
我们的主耶稣基督就是要求，只要求我们，只要求我们来到他面前，把我们的罪带到他面前。
And knowingly ask for forgiveness.
知道向主耶稣祈求啊，赦免我的罪吧。
That we do not fear coming to Him.
我们到他面前没有什么可惧怕。
Because we are completely known and loved.
我们到他面前，我们知道他认识我们，他爱我们。
How will that change your tomorrow?
那么这个信息能把你明天的生活怎么改变呢？
How will you live in light of this joy?
那 你未来的生活会怎么样呢？当你知道这么大的喜乐。
For me, I find it amazing in the light of my failures.
对我来说，我就知道我过去有很多失败的地方。
Because I know I am loved and will be forgiven.
但是我知道主耶稣爱我，也赦免我的罪。
And I know my Christ already knows.
我知道耶稣基督知道我有这个软弱。
No surprise to him.
但我们所有的事情在他面前都不是很奇怪，很惊讶。
Just a surprise for me.
但是对我来说当然是很惊讶。
It is a surprise of joy.
也就是我们的喜乐是一件很惊奇的事情。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we would ask that this joy,
在的天父，就让你把这个喜乐
may be a joy that we treasure and use as an anchor in our lives.
放在我们心中，让我们好好的保存着，让我们一生都用它。
So the truth of our relationship with Christ.
那我们和基督耶稣会有一个很亲密的关系。
Will not only be an anchor for us.
这是一个巨大的希望，不仅仅是为我。
But just like the communion we have shared.
就像我们这个刚一起领受的圣餐一样。
Will be a proclamation of our relationship and our love for you.
就是宣告，向世人宣告，我们爱你，我们和你在一起。
For it is in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们一起祷告。
阿门。